You can send questions. Selected questions relevant to the topic will be answered during the lesson.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say a few more words about what we had last night, the Yeshivat Haverim, the assembly of the friends, where all the groups from Israel and all the groups from overseas were truly present, and they all connected, and it gave a very new feeling and new discernments in our relation. It's not just a feeling. It is already truly a determination of a state that we are as one kli on the face of the earth. We are as one bundle, a very special one where we are all interconnected, and we want to be connected with the Creator, and we are trying to discover in the connection between us a connection with the Creator. This is something that is truly great. Actually, it never existed in history. It is truly a very important stage in the correction of the world.
And
we should be proud and appreciate what the Creator is doing with us. And of course, it's not that we are doing it, but only the upper force. He is doing with us all of these processes, all of these exercises, and He is arranging us in such a way. And therefore, I'm very happy to discover and to feel such states in which we are connecting more and more between us. And in our connection, we can already see somehow the future of the whole of humanity and the entire spiritual vessel, where we exist with in one desire, one intention, and we discover between us one Creator. And all of that is in order to give Him contentment, to be in bestowal toward Him. And accordingly, according to the equivalence of form, also to enjoy the adhesion with Him. I'm very grateful to everyone, everyone who took part yesterday and those who were not able to take part, but nevertheless were with us in heart and soul. And we will have additional such meetings once in a while. They are very important, even though maybe we still don't understand what are these degrees that by which we're going from state to state. But we will discover them later. It's just like a person who begins to understand himself, to feel himself. He has to go through the entire 9 months of pregnancy and then to be born and to grow for a few years until he truly starts to understand what he is and who he is, that he even exists and is operating and is being operated. And it's the same with us. So we exist. We are operating and we are being operated. And now we need to establish ourselves more so that our whole attitude to the Creator and the Creator's attitude to us, all of these relations, will be as mutual as possible. I to my beloved and my beloved to me. And then we will begin, according to those relations, to see reality, that the whole of reality exists in our relation to the Creator and the Creator's relation to us in direct light and reflected light. And besides that, there is nothing. All the rest is just the imaginary world. So, yesterday, it was already more felt relative to everything that we had before. And I'm very grateful to the Creator who is connecting us and bringing us closer to Him. I very much hope that the next stage will be already that we will start to feel also ourselves, what form we exist between us and with Him, with the Creator. Because spirituality is a relation between the created beings and the Creator. So let's hope that we will reach already some form of bestowal between us, so that also between us and the Creator, that same form of bestowal will become clear and it will awaken the entire feeling of the upper world. Let's read our articles from Shamari and let's continue, let's advance. But truly, again, I'm saying thank you very much to everyone, all those who participated in all kinds of different forms in this meeting. It worked on us in a very good way, a very beneficial way, and we'll see that later on. Michael, please.
Shamati number 76. On all your offerings, you shall offer salt. On all your offerings, you shall offer salt, meaning the covenant of the salt. The covenant corresponds to the mind. Normally, when two people do good to one another, when there is love between them, they certainly do not need to make a covenant. But at the same time, we can see that precisely when there is love, there is the usual time. This is the usual time for making covenants. Then he said that the making of the covenant is for later. This means that the agreement is made now so that later, if there comes a state where each of them thinks that the other's heart is not whole with one's friend, they will have an agreement. This agreement will obligate them to remember the covenant that they had made between them in order to continue the old love in this state too. This is the meaning of, on all your offerings, you shall offer salt. Meaning that all of the kavut, nearness, in the work of the Creator should be about the covenant. Of the king, Melech and Melech, similar words in Hebrew.
Yes, this means that every step that we take, and we only get closer, even though maybe we don't feel it, we're not aware of it, that we are coming closer to the Creator, but each and every day, this process is becoming realized. It's just that it's not revealed so much, and it becomes revealed only on the condition that we will want to feel it and we will demand it. And this is how we will advance. Not out of the Creator taking us through it, but also that we take part in this process of coming closer to Him. Starting with emerging out of our egoistic state, what we call the Exodus from Egypt, and then the desert that we feel that we're in for the time being, and until we enter a state called the will to bestow, which is called the land of Israel. And this is how we should understand that in each and every place we have a connection with the Creator, and we need to determine on each and every step along the way that we have the covenant of the salt, meaning that love between us works, the proximity between us or not. We operate according to how it was before, and even more, coming closer more and more between us. So we don't look at what we have today, but rather we continue everything that we had before and even more than that for tomorrow. The most important is this covenant, the agreement that works between us. And that agreement is done at a time that there is room for connection. And then out of this connection, which we feel that we have now, we need to operate. Why? Because clearly our path is built out of ascents and descents. There was evening and there was morning one day. Each and every new stage begins from the darkness, from separation, from lack of forces, lack of desire. And then we need to operate according to what we had before, according to the desire, according to that great inclination, great yearning that we had before, even though now we have nothing. So we need to awaken such states from the past so that through them we can be drawn to the future. And this is how we will see it. So this is considered on all your offerings you shall offer salt, meaning upon all the degrees of nearing, as you come closer, you can come closer only on the condition that you take from yesterday, from all the previous states, your awakenings, and you extend them, and even more than them, upon the present states. And this is how you advance. And this is considered that you are making a covenant, a connection. And this connection is of salt. Salt is something that doesn't spoil. To the contrary, you put something, when you put salt on something, it helps conserve it. And this is the matter of that if we come closer in such a way where we don't have right now any special awakening, we're not drawn in any special way, we don't have a special connection, but we extend it from yesterday, from the way it was to today. And today we use the awakening that we had yesterday. And this is considered that we are coming closer, takriv in Hebrew, lakriv, to bring closer, but also to sacrifice, korban, offering, is from the word to come closer also. So how can we come closer to the Creator more and more each time? Specifically, by us taking all of our impressions that we had yesterday, and we extend them, continue them for tomorrow. And our work in that is very important, because this is exactly our own participation. We have nothing. We're not a creator, so that we have forces of bestowal that we can develop and increase them. However, when we, in such a way, reveal from what we had yesterday, from the awakening that we had before, and we extend it upon the lack of awakening that we have now, then by that we're truly operating, even though we're using the awakening we had yesterday from the Creator, and now we're using it in a place where we have no awakening from the Creator. So then it is our work. Otherwise, the created being has no spiritual forces. It's impossible to awaken in any other way except to take what we received yesterday well and extend it, continue it to upon what we are lacking today. And this is called, on all your offerings you shall offer salt. That if you want to come closer and make an action of your own, go ahead, do it. You have the possibility. Because what you had yesterday, it's gone already, it happened already. You can take it and use it as though it is yours.
Buongiorno.
Perché nella misura
che ho fatto
con gli amici, io mi avvicino nella e mantengo il patto?
To the extent that I connect with the friends, to that extent I am keeping the covenant?
Yes, because you cannot take a step forward. Rather, all the steps are according to how much we are more and more close to each other internally, that we get closer. So the korban, offering, sacrifice, is from the word karov, close, nearby. So we can come closer to the Creator only on the condition that we come closer and closer between us. And in such a way, we discover that as much as we cancel the distances between us, we feel more and more the quality of the Creator that needs to be revealed between us, which is the quality of connection and love.
בסדר.
Okay.
טוב. קאב יו 7.
קאב יו 7.
You're muted. Switch on the mic.
All right, thank you. Hey, Rav, thank you very much for having us in the tent. I have one question. The article speaks of covenant with one another. And the Torah itself speaks of God's covenant with Abraham. What does it mean to make a covenant? And how can I approach that to my tent?
A covenant in the tent means that we are willing to be connected between us above our ego in order to build out of the out of our egoistic desires, that will be the coarseness, and above these desires to build a connection between us, a connection of giving, a connection of love, on top of the coarseness, it will be a restriction screen and reflected light, meaning refinement, and then out of these two stages where we compose it so that the coarseness is on the bottom and upon it the refinement is above it. This is how we build the condition for the spiritual vessel. And according to the gap between the coarseness, the mutual rejection that we have between us, and the mutual connection that we forcefully, truly by the teeth, we're holding on to the connection between us. So in the gap between these two opposing states, we measure the vessel. And according to the intensity of the contrast that we have between these two states, however, we do want to hold them together. This is called the intensity, the power of the vessel, and with coarseness 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. According to that, we discover the Creator. in that same gap between the minus and the plus. The minus means that we don't want to connect, and it gets greater and greater each time we get a very big rejection. And the plus is that, nevertheless, above the rejection, we do want to connect, and we ask of the Creator that He will give us forces for connection. And then the gap between these two elements, the minus and the plus, the rejection and the connection, it will give us such a difference in potential that according to the magnitude of the mutual rejection and the magnitude of the mutual connection above the rejection, we establish the condition, the clue for the revelation of the Creator. And then the Creator is revealed, because in our reality, we have no conditions such that they can be revealed in a natural way and we can discover the Creator, but rather out of us building those conditions, like in a laboratory. We ourselves are in that laboratory, so we come closer to the revelation of the Creator. We establish Him in that gap between us, between the rejection and the coarseness that is revealed, and working above the coarseness. And this is how we advance. It's precisely between the minus and the plus. So there we discover the phenomena, and later on we can measure those phenomena in intensity, and just like we know from our life. Okay.
Latin one.
Rab, sus palabras han despertado algo de confusión en mí.
Your words caused confusion. It made me think about the past. We know that dealing with the past is a clipa, a shell. I'm confused. Maybe it has to do with Hashimot, Kagim.
First of all, it's good that you said that you are confused, because indeed you are confused. You said that engaging in the past is the klipa, the shell. Without us taking something from the past, we will not be able to build the future. Imagine to yourself that everything that you go through, each and every second, is erased from your ego, from your desire, and you don't take it into account. It's past. So each time you'll remain in the same state as it was. You will not advance from step to step, going forward. That is, we do need to understand, and not to just repeat words that are written, but rather to understand them. What are they talking about, those words? And so we need to take something from the past. As it is written, there is none as wise as the experienced one. Experience means something that you have from yesterday and the day before, from the entire path that you went through, and you collect these things, and you advance. This is how we advance in science, in wisdom, in everything. We collect the right things from yesterday, and this is how we advance more correctly today, and we don't repeat the same mistakes that we made. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we realize that we have to also work with the mistakes, because from that we learn. And mistakes, errors, have the same strength, the same importance. So that we advance through them as well. So, on all your offerings, you shall offer salt. What we are studying now is that upon all the states of nearing, we have to make calculations in advance, specifically such that each time we are seemingly making agreements, that by that, specifically in such a way, we want to advance. And all of the good things, we will take them for the future. All of the bad things, we will also take them in order to learn from them and to correct them by through us. Without that, it is impossible.
Kiev.
Okay. Gracias, Rav.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а вот вы сказали сейчас, что на все действия приближения мы должны сделать.
Dear Raf, you just said that on all our acts of nearing, we should calculate. What calculations should we make?
What am I getting closer to? Who am I getting closer to? In what way do I measure it? How do I want to exist with the friends and with the Creator? All of these calculations, I somehow need to depict them to myself. I need to know what is going on and try to build the right system so that the vessel that I'm building, meaning the form of connection, the intensity of the connection with the friends, will resemble the light, the Creator. And then I will discover the Creator. The Creator, Boe, is called Bo-Ue, come and see. We don't discover the phenomenon of the Creator himself, but rather come and see the way that he performs certain actions in our desires, according to the changes in our desires and the connection between us. This is how we discover him. Just like we never discover any natural phenomena, but only the consequences of the phenomenon itself. Look at how physicists discover in some particle accelerator, in everything that we do, in chemistry, in physics, in everything, we never learn the phenomenon itself, but only the consequences from various phenomena. And it's the same here. Because we are the created beings, we can only learn from how we caused something in nature, and according to the consequence, we learn. Apparently, this is what happened. And it is always our work. Our connection with whatever is happening is only in such a way. Only in that way can we learn.
Ну вот, скажем, состояние подъема, которое были. Вот, например, вчера у нас была встреча, и мы хотим сегодня.
Using the states of ascent, like the meeting we had yesterday, how do we use that force today in order to connect more forcefully, more intensely?
You should try to awaken the Rishimot, the records from yesterday, and continue them, extend them to today's state, and advance even more. So that what yesterday was the peak of our connection, today it will become something that is ordinary, and the new peak is what you will see ahead.
Ну а как практически пробудить вчерашний Рishimot между нами в десятке?
How do we awaken yesterday's record practically?
By each one thinking about why was that, what was it, what was it for, what was it made of, this connection. And in this way, you will advance.
Раф, позвольте еще вопрос.
Да.
Да. Подскажите, вот в этом союзе соли.
I may, another question.
Yes.
Can you tell me this covenant of salt?
Например, мы с товарищем говорим, нам сейчас хорошо.
Does it include the state of descent? For example, now we're happy with the friends, we make a covenant in order to use the situation, use it in a situation when we are in descent, in fall?
Yes, yes, you have to. It's exactly about that, because then we connect the coarseness that will be revealed in the descent with the refinement that was revealed in the ascent, and the two of them build the degree for us.
So through our covenant and our connection, such as we experienced in the unity event, we feel the Creator as the good that does good. So the question is, what is the effect on the public from our connection? And will they ever see good in the world from where from their development? I'm sorry, I'm having a problem getting the question out.
We begin to feel our power not in the ten, but rather in the general kli of Adam HaRishon, which includes all the nations, all people, that it truly covers the entire earth. And this is what we're beginning to feel, how much our differences, if we connect above those differences, it works so as to increase the power of our vessel. Those gaps, as much as they were distancing between us, when we nevertheless connect, so these distances, these gaps, actually they create the intensity of the vessel. They establish us in a way that is more and more important. The greater the difference in potential is, it actually works and contributes to the power of this action. And this is what we feel. And therefore, our vessel, with the Creator's help, I hope that soon we will start to feel it more and more, how it is truly working around the entire planet. You will feel it. All the rest are on the levels of the still, vegetative and animate, and we are on the level of the speaking. You are called men, as it says. And this is how we will feel ourselves with our power. We will connect more with the Creator. The Creator will be revealed in us, will fill us. And we will be able to pull behind us the whole of humanity in order to bestow contentment to the Creator. Our work. Next, a question from PT6. Yesterday, it was an event that we prepared ourselves for it in the 10 and in the whole wood kli, and this really helped us reach this occasion of connection. How can we generate new peaks of connection without this envelope of congresses, conventions?
The congress comes from the words to congregate, to connect, to participate. So it's impossible without such systems to exist, especially that we're still in a corporeal connection among us through the framework of the lessons and all kinds of participation in dissemination. And so forth. A congress is one of the means to congregate, to connect, to bring us to a state where we, in the connection between us, we close ourselves in such a way that On one hand, there is distance between us, egoistic forces operating to push us apart, but we nevertheless want to draw the power of connection, which is actually the power of the Creator Himself, to connect us, and in this way, love covers all the crimes. In this way, we discover spirituality, the upper force, which is revealed in us. So without such big conventions, once every 3 or 4 months, you have to decide on that. We can't advance. We'll still have to do it. It gives us a feeling of how great we are, how big we are, how strong we are, how united we are. Although it seems to us like we are very weak because each one feels that he has nothing in him, but it's all through his connection with the Creator. And we don't really have a grip on this connection with the Creator. We don't really control this connection with the Creator. We haven't mastered it. But on the other hand, it gives us a way to feel our power and how we really are advancing. You should appreciate and be proud that we have such a special connection between us. And in this connection, we are already in a spiritual process and in a disposition nearing to the purpose of creation. We really are the last generation who has taken these steps toward the general correction of the world. And there's nothing, there are no other groups in the world like Nebuch. So we have to be proud on that, of that, and also feel responsible because of it. Because actually, the more we advance, the closer we have to become.
The question from Moscow, in what is the covenant different from the Arvut, or are they the same?
Arvut, the mutual responsibility, is one of the conditions for a covenant. A covenant is a condition where everyone is in mutual incorporation. A strong one, a correct one. And mutual responsibility is a form of connection of the covenant. Next.
A question from Latin 20. Renewing the covenant each and every day without waiting for descents, is that what we should do?
Renew the covenant not every day, but every moment. Every single moment we want to close the gaps between us more and more and more, and to try to be in such a way that we don't feel the distance between us emotionally. We don't feel it. It really determines our spiritual advancement. Next.
A question from Moscow 18. How can we reach the right level of fear from the Creator in order to have the covenant of the soul each and every day?
We don't quite know it. We can't measure spiritual phenomena. What we need is to try to get closer to each other and be connected. On the one hand, on the other hand, we should be afraid that we might fall. That fear guards us. Discernment, the level of a soul, neshama, I'll read it. It is written in the Torah, one soul shall teach him, meaning a person learns from within his own soul, from what he feels, from what he attains. He goes and attains more and more and more. So he says this, it is known that the whole Torah is learned primarily for the needs of the soul. So what we need is only in order to increase our vessel so as to feel the Creator completely. Meaning, why are we learning? For those who have already been rewarded with a discernment of a soul. So here there's a question. Are we learning for those who've already been rewarded with the discernment of the soul, meaning with a vessel of bestowal? So what else is there to learn? What do we need to learn? That's why Baal HaSulam says, nevertheless, they must crave and search words of Torah of others who attained. Meaning what others attained, they should take interest in what they attained as well and add their attainment to themselves. Why? To learn new ways from them. Meaning, each one has his own way. And by learning how each of them looks at life, we're talking about people who aren't making mistakes, who are already in spirituality, who are incorporated in one another. So through their incorporation, they cause an intensification of their vessels. And by this, an intensification of the sensation and revelation of the Creator in these vessels. That's why he says, what is it for? So they will learn new ways from them, which the previous ones invented in their innovations in the Torah. Each one, in other words, has his own Torah, his own progress, advancement, his own ways, according to the root of the soul. By this, it will be easy for them to advance in the high degrees, meaning that through them they will advance from degree to degree. What does it mean, through them? We need to understand that there is nothing new under the sun. All the innovations we discover, all the new things we discover, are only through connections of all the attainments and states that we are all discovering. I can't just go and discover something alone. I won't find anything here. Precisely by connecting to others, and each one being incorporated with the vessels of the others, like cells in the same organism. By this, we create new organs, new organisms, new vessels, basically, for the revelation of the Creator. All of our progress is through connections among us. But he says, there is forbidden Torah, a Torah that is forbidden to disclose. We think that what we reveal to others is good, but he says no. He says only so far can we reveal. Why? Because each and every soul should make the scrutiny by itself, not that someone else will make the scrutiny for him. There is this field that I have to plow. I have to raise my crops in it. Grow my crops in it. And that's how we advance. There is personal work that no one can do for you because you have your own special record, Reshimo, which is called a point in the heart, and you have to work from specifically from within that point. And besides this, you may learn from others and connect to others, but your personal work must be right here in this place. That's why he says, that no one can make the scrutiny for you. Hence, before they make the scrutiny themselves, people, it is forbidden to disclose to them the words of Torah. And here there's a problem. I received the articles of Shamati from Rabash. And this is something that didn't exist before, anywhere, in a way that it's written this way. Never throughout history, over thousands of years, through Bala Sulam, basically, Bala Sulam, the Creator revealed to us the relations in spirituality from Lolishma, not for our sake, to Lishma, to for our sake, and then so forth. And Rabash wouldn't give it to anyone. And I, for the 10 years that I was next to him, or so, I was looking in this notebook that he kept taking whenever we went to all kinds of places like Tiberias, for several days a week. We would just leave everyone and go there. And I saw how important those articles are and how innovative they are. I didn't have the intellect, the feeling to understand their uniqueness, that they specifically speak about man's connection to the Creator, and not just about activities or superficial things like in science, the way we see it in other places. Rabash didn't give it to just anyone, these articles. He wouldn't even let the veterans, his own friends who were with him, studying with Bala Sulam himself, who were his age. So I had this big question, what to do? Because he gave it to me and said, take it. Should I keep it to myself? But no correct usage will come out of it, because the usage can come only through people's connection. So what should I do? And then I gave this notebook to be photocopied. I gave it to everyone. And even if they wanted to turn it into books of Shamati, let them make it. Moreover, if it's circulated in the world, let it be circulated. If Abash gave it to me, then let it just go out through me, and that's it. I will take responsibility for what I did. But in truth, there is a problem here. Are we, because of it, causing a descent or an ascent to the world? Because look at what is happening with atomic energy, for example. Look at how much bad it is doing to the world, but also how much good it can bring to the world. Because in everything you have a plus and minus, you have two opposites. It depends on how we use it. So I made the calculation that nevertheless the gain will be greater than the loss on the one hand. On the other hand, who am I to decide? I nevertheless cannot keep such a treasure only to myself. And as Baal Sulam writes about the revelation of the Creator to him, that he writes, then I decided that whatever happens, I will reveal those things that he writes. It's what he writes in his prophecy. He decided that no matter what, I will reveal it to everyone. So that's why I did the same. But I'm continuing to read. So, article number 77, one soul shall teach him. But there is a discernment of the Torah that is forbidden to reveal because each soul should make the scrutiny by itself. We're reading in the second paragraph. And not that someone will make the scrutiny for him. And that's the problem that I feel in people's complaints. And I remember my own complaint to Abash as well. Say something, explain it. Why are you silent? It is forbidden to reveal to a person things that pertain to the root of his soul, which he has to discover by himself. It is not a science. It is a development of the soul. So he has to come to the deficiency to open up each and every cell in his soul and find how to tend correctly to every part of the soul and how then to bring it to the Creator. And not that someone will make the scrutiny for him. Hence, before they make the scrutiny themselves, it is forbidden to disclose to them the words of Torah. This is what we feel on ourselves. That we reveal something and conceal it. It is written about it. I reveal one portion and I conceal two portions. Michael, maybe they should give us these excerpts. Where it says so. It is the method, the law and revelation that you must always maintain the deficiency and not block a person with the knowledge you pour into him. You have to leave for him a place, a lack for revelation, so he will do it with himself. This is why the great ones hide many things, because it's forbidden to reveal everything. And except for this part, there is great benefit to the souls by what they receive from innovations of the Torah of others. And one soul shall teach him how and what to receive and to be assisted by the innovations of the Torah in the Torah of others and what he himself must innovate. There is a part that I myself must innovate, and there is a part that I receive that innovation from others. To its corrected form.
So, what we study as revelation of what others have attained in the Torah, that's clear, but what does it mean one soul shall teach him?
It is that we want to connect to others, to the friends, and we are impressed by them, and then our soul begins to awaken in us such feelings, such states that impel us to act toward approaching connection. Croatia.
Raf, you said that it is forbidden to reveal something about the development of one's soul. So how do I know what should be revealed and what should not be revealed towards the friends, towards the public, or whatever?
אנחנו עדיין לא מבינים ואין לנו מה להסתיר.
we still don't understand and we have nothing to hide. We just need to see very simply what is best for the person that we want to speak to connect with, to relate to others with love, with connection, with a good will. That's enough.
Rav, regarding what you said in the beginning of the lesson, that we feel our intensity not in the ten, but rather in the general vessel of Adam HaRishon, of all of Bnei Baruch. How does this thing that one soul for all of us must come into fruition that it teaches us?
We still don't know how it operates. We don't feel it, but it is working. You will discover it, how our whole world kli is in a system that today the world follows, goes according to the correction of that system. We are the innermost part of humanity, and the more we advance, the more we will pull after us all of humanity. And in this way, we will see the way. You will see. We are becoming a very internal an important part in the human system. We have to advance. It should give us more power and a feeling of responsibility. And soon we will see how all of us are working, like in this special spiritual company, all of us, to raise all of humanity to the level of bestowal, the level of love and connection. It is all ahead of us.
What is the root of the soul? What information is in it?
The root of the soul is the Rishimot, the records from the system of Adam HaRishon, that each and every one has after this system has been broken. And I should work on these records in order to connect them to other records. And this is how we connect everything, ourselves, all of us, to the system of one corrected, connected Adam. By that, the world returns to the way it has been, and we can be as one man and one heart again.
What information is in the root of the soul?
Everything. That's my DNA.
Mach 26. How and what intention do we need to read the sources in order to feel, to reveal new depth behind familiar words?
When we want to go back to that system, the corrected system of Adam HaRishon, where we're all connected, we lose our ego. Each one of us loses the ego, and the main thing is to reach connection. There's nothing more to do for humanity. This is what is in front of us. We will suffer very much from all these coronas, the germs, problems, wars, like Baal HaSulam writes, the third and fourth world war, atomic war, etc. Everything is in front of us if we don't advance towards the connection on our own.
Question from Rusix. One soul shall teach oneself. Is that the ten that shall teach me or something else?
No, the soul of a person teaches him means that we have to make all kinds of efforts towards connection in the group, in our group, both the small group, the personal group, the ten, and also the general group. We felt yesterday also more connections that we have between us around the earth, and we have to develop more systems in order to feel all of us together, being in one vessel. I really hope more people will come and participate in this, and specifically the ones who are experts in the connections. What's before us is to establish such systems that our connections around the earth will be really felt connections in their intensity and emotion. Next.
Question from PT14. What is that same spiritual broadcaster that you spoke of?
Just to be connected to the ten, and then from one ten to other tens, or to all the tens. That's it. All in all, the whole vessel of Adam Rishon is tens that are mutually connected. Okay, Shamati 78. The Torah, the Creator, and Israel are one. Meaning the Torah, the Creator, and Israel, the ones who yearn through the Torah to the Creator, are one. Go ahead.
Shamati Ainche, Toraita Vekutche Berichu Visrael Chadu. Oraita Torah, Vekutche Berichu Visrael Chadu.
The Torah, Israel, and the Creator are one. The Torah, the Creator, and Israel are one. Hence, when one learns Torah, he should learn Lishma, for her sake. This means that he is learning with the intention that the Torah will teach him, as is the name of the Torah, which means instruction. Because the Torah, Israel, and the Creator are one, thus the Torah teaches one the ways of the Creator, how he is clothed in the Torah.
What's going on?
Rav, what are the external signs for progress of our work internally and spiritually?
That I discover the importance of the friends. When I discover they are the parts of my soul, without connecting to them, without feeling them internally, not in the body, nor in their character, but in their yearning to reveal the Creator as well. If I connect to this quality of theirs, there is this tendency of theirs, I am certainly advancing. Correcting myself, correcting them, correcting the world, everything out of my effort towards connection. I have nothing more. We have to see the system of Adam Rishon broken. And that's what we have to bring towards connection. That's our whole work.
Hello, Rav. It's written that a person needs to learn Torah Lishma for her sake. This study depends on a person to learn Lishma, but that he reaches it under the influence of the upper light.
Both are correct. A person has to reach the study of Torah for her sake, Lishma, meaning all his actions will be in order to bestow rather than for himself. It will be for the sake of others. In order to have a possibility to reach a spiritual action, the Creator broke the desire to many desires so that mutually we can bestow upon each other. There is a verse. Go and provide yourself from each other. And this way, when I bestow to others, I learn Torah, meaning I need the lighter reforms. I have to connect to others. I need, in what I connect myself to others, I have to discover the Creator. According to this condition, come and see. And this is how our work is. Meaning, ultimately, our whole work is in connection. All in all, connection, in connection. And there's nothing here besides that. As much as it's hard for us to agree with that, as much as it's difficult for us to hear this, years we can hear and still not hear it. It goes, passes by the ear. Then it enters the ear a little bit, but not the brain. Later it maybe does enter the brain, but it's just the brain. It's like philosophy or something. Later, it comes closer to the heart. Ooh. Then, when it enters the heart, this matter of the Torah, that's already a big thing. That's it.
Continuing exactly what you were saying now, Rav, these articles we're learning, they're very exciting, especially on the background of yesterday's connection. It very much touches the heart. And our work, like you described it, on one hand, it's so simple, the work in connection. On the other hand, it's felt how much we're so insular and we're so opposite from it. And in this lesson now, we want to really realize every word of yours. So what is the addition? What's the renewal that we can add in each moment in order to even more come closer to connection above our ego, which is so opposite?
The main addition we have, and what especially has been revealed since yesterday, is that we are becoming a world kli. Around the world, there's a network of our connections. And we all understand, more or less, what our path is, our intention, the correction, and the direction of the development of the world. And that we are able to aid the world to advance in a nice, comfortable, beautiful way, rather than wars and problems. This is the main thing that is being revealed now in this time, that we're really going into the practical system called the last generation, where we're all connected, we all depend on each other, each one helps his friend, and that's how we'll advance. I really hope it will affect the whole world. The decisions of all the managers of this world and each and everything in the world. And the world will feel that its advancement is only towards connection. And we're inducing that.
I continue, Rav?
Fast.
And we take an active part in this along with you in the lesson, Rav?
By our study and by dissemination. We have nothing besides that. Our tendency internally is the study, is the lessons, and externally it's the dissemination. We need both. We can't succeed inside, in the connection between us and in the revelation of the Creator, if we don't go out to dissemination to the crowds outside, the public. You see how the whole world is connected and how much it's suffering. We have to explain to it what the reason of suffering is. Us to the second grade, whereas The Russians didn't take that into account. In our world, when we only act by force, we don't have the upper light by which we can correct a person. We can forcefully act from below, not from the light that bestows from above. So what they did, they just ruined it all. They thought they can forcefully do. There were horrible things here, what they used to do. That's why. Until today, this is felt, by the way, in Russia. That's why we have to understand that only by the lighter forms that appears, by the study of the Torah in the right way, in the group, etc., according to the development of a person, we grow the lighter reforms, and he already makes corrections in us. And according to the corrections we advance, and in spirituality, you can't go into a state that you want. You can only go into a state you're ready for, meaning corrected for. And the equivalence of form has to be between the vessel of Adam and the light of the Creator. This is how they should be, they should appear in each and every degree, in all the ladder of degrees. Yes.
When the connection that we do and the light that we draw allows humanity to be ready for this next degree.
We are part of humanity, and the more we connect and correct ourselves and feel more and more the changes in us, these changes come not because of us, but due to the upper light that bestows upon us. So bit by bit, we're ready for more internal connections. The truth is, we're in them already, we just don't feel it practically. And there's a difference between potentially and actually. Potentially, we're in spirituality. Theoretically, we're there already, but actually, in practice, we can't yet act. That's how it will advance. Question. But what in these states were potentially there, how does that help humanity to advance, to want, to be ready to get the next degree?
I'm answering you. We are part of humanity. We have no opportunity to run away from our role. And we must simply to see that what we do in order to correct humanity. Just like he writes to us in the article, the Aravut, the mutual guarantee, and a few other places. It's explained to us, Bala Sulam, Rabash, that our main role is to worry for humanity and to bring it to connection. Because ultimately we are, in some total, we are Israel, those that are yearning to the Creator, because we received a point in the heart from Him, meaning the capability to yearn. And then we reach some connection with Him, and we must carry after us all of humanity. And thus, we have no choice. We must show all of humanity what is the path, and to be the leaders, despite that that's not simple, but it's an obligation. That's it. Like he writes there, we are the nation of the past, meaning Israel, Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator, those who have such a desire, doesn't depend on nationality or skin color or anything, meaning those who have such a tendency, they must recognize this and bring themselves to to the correct role, and to be this transition between the entire world and the Creator. That actually, it's like Zatav Bina, the lower part of Bina, that the upper part of Bina still belongs to Ketoch of Mabina, but the lower half of Bina, the lower part of Bina, is already the transition from those parts of Gal, Ketoch of Mabina, to Zeranbin and Malchut. And thus, we are with you like Zatav Bina, that we must be connected on one hand to upper forces, to the Creator, and on the other hand, to the desires of the lower ones, of Zon, and to see in this our role. And so we must, simply must, we're obligated to everyone, both humanity and the Creator. That's our work, our place, our role. And we hope we will fulfill it. Next comment.
So do our tens also divide into a part that is more developed and a majority that is less developed? Do our tens divide that way?
That's true, it can be, but it's not the tens. The tens, because in any case, there are those who are veterans, they have a lot of experience in the path, and there are those who are less experienced. But with respect to the general kli, the general vessel, I'd say it's not important. The world belongs to the young, yes? Meaning, as much as we have friends who are younger in the path, they are more important. They are more important, and we need to advance them specifically.
A question from PT6. The world belongs to the young people. How can we collect all the young people in Bnei Baruch, and what is the role?
The youth is meaning by the spirit, not necessarily the age. And thus, this is how we need to see it. That's what it's written about this, what to do with kids who have grown old. Yes, they're still kids, but they've become old. And the opposite could be. And so, we need in any case to advance the new people and to build systems for them that they will enter more and more and incorporate. And we need to expand our dissemination that will reach states that even people who have no yearning or deficiencies, lacks for spiritual development, that they too shall incorporate with us. We need to search for means. I turn here especially to the women that need here to enter with all their force, because the woman's nature, that she gives birth and she cares and develops the next generation in spirituality, it also must be such. I think we have time remaining for a workshop.
So what the question will be for the workshop?
What's that question? What do we feel today different from yesterday by the event that we had yesterday evening?